Now we return to news items. We are celebrating some successes, as we are told of the Goat Shed Delicatessen, some local artists, and a graduate of the University of East Anglia who has won a 6-book writing deal. There's a grand St Giles building up for sale, but a King Street mural is spoilt by graffiti. A farm shop in Norfolk has been named among the best in the country. The Goat Shed in Honingham won the East Anglia category of the Farm Shop and Deli Retailer Awards 2026, which celebrates excellence in the industry. A panel of judges determined which farm shop offered the best services, product knowledge, initiative, and community involvement. The Goat Shed has undergone a major rebrand and expansion in the last 2 years and has become a destination for those looking to shop, eat and meet the goats on site. Last month, the shop took home the Rising Star Award at the Farm Retail Awards. It also named as one of the UK's 7 best farm shops by The Times. The butchery is stocked with meat from local farms, and everything sold in the bakery is made and baked in-house, including fresh bread, cakes and pastries. Husband and wife duo Sam and Caroline Steggles, who own the site, have previously credited its ongoing triumph to the link between the on-site farm and the products in store.
Two budding artists have won the chance to exhibit their work for free at an upcoming art fair in Norwich. Created and organised by Urban Art Store, the team behind the hugely successful Banksy to Bitcoin exhibition that drew thousands of visitors to the Undercroft Gallery in August 2025, the Understalls Art Fair, will run from April 23rd to the 26th. The fair will give artists at every stage of their journey the opportunity to showcase and sell their work in a vibrant venue located at the back of Norwich Market. Urban Art Store has partnered with the Eastern Daily Press to launch a talent spotting competition for students at Norwich University of the Arts, with the winners given the chance to showcase their work for free. The first winner is Oliver Sutton. His work balances digitised cartoon style while being able to convey elements of a whimsical nature. The other winner is Christina Bandralameva. Her work seeks to capture the childlike imagination and happiness and presents the viewer with two distinct styles.
A University of East Anglia graduate has signed a new 6-book deal for her award-winning crime series inspired by her time studying in Norwich. Ruth Dugdall secured the deal with HQ HarperCollins for her Kate Austin crime novels, which draw on her background in social work and probation studies in the city. The first instalment of the series, The Woman Before Me, was so successful that it bagged the author of the Crime Writers Association Debut Dagger Award. Ms. Dugdall completed an MA in Social Work and Probation Studies at the UEA, and the protagonist, Kate Austin, is a probation officer, the role she trained for while studying. Probation officers are the unsung heroes of the criminal justice system, she said. But after I won the Crime Writers Debut Dagger, I resigned from the service and put all into making it as a writer.
A Grade 2 listed building, which used to be home to the Freemasons, is up for sale. The building at 47 St Giles used to be a Masonic meeting centre and spans 2 floors. Originally a 17th century house, the property was acquired by the Freemasons in 1879 and established as a Masonic hall by 1881. The current structure was designed by Albert Havers and built in 1905-6, with further remodelling in 1928. Until recently, it operated as a Masonic club and events venue. The property is being marketed by Brown & Co. and the price is available upon asking. A spokeswoman for the estate agent described the buildings as an imposing and architecturally significant city centre building occupying a prominent position on St Giles Street, one of Norwich's most desirable and characterful addresses.
As if the Derby Day defeat wasn't bad enough, Ipswich Town football fans have defaced one of Norwich's most distinctive murals. They scratched ITFC on a vast artwork on the side of King Street's Dragon Hall depicting plants, animals and a dragon. The initials were daubed on the street art on Saturday by visiting town fans who watched their side defeat Norwich City 2-0 at nearby Carrow Road.